The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is the beginning of the show. When I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. I'm back. Had to take a day off yesterday to handle some business, but here I am, and I am glad to be back on this Wednesday, January 31st, in the year 2024. Yeah, we're a few hours away from February, and how does time fly? I feel like we just celebrated, you know, New Year's. I feel like I just got going here in this new time slot, 6 p.m., and 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I got to make that quite clear. But I guess time flies, you know, when you're having a lot of fun. Having a lot of fun is what I plan to do over the next 4 hours. It's been a busy day. We got another head coaching hire here in the NFL. Mike McDonald, no longer going to be the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. Mike McDonald is now moving on to be the next head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. So we are going to go ahead and talk about that in a few minutes. Speaking of coaching changes, we only have one job left that's pretty much open. That belongs to the Washington Commanders. We've had Jerry Jones running his lips. What else is new? Jerry Jones with some thoughts and some comments on potentially down the line, possibly working with Bill Belichick. This is the same Jerry Jones that decided to keep Mike McCarthy around on an expiring deal. And I guess, Jerry Jones wants to keep a little bit of fire under the ass of Mike McCarthy by even mentioning Bill Belichick. We got an update on Ben Johnson with the Detroit Lions, their offensive coordinator. It appears that he is going nowhere. And then there's also another rumor, speaking of Belichick, that maybe, possibly down the line, he ends up in Philly. We got a Philly guy in Joel Embiid who got hit in the knee. Never good. I look at Joel Embiid like a gingerbread man. If something breaks, you're pretty much done from there. LeBron James was here in Atlanta last night playing for a miserable team with the Lakers. Tyrese Halliburton is mad about his money on the heels of the rest of the All-Stars and the NBA being announced tomorrow. And then it is Wednesday. I'm going to share with you a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday. And today, with all the conversations and talks about Patrick Mahomes and his future and his legacy and where does Purdy fit in, I'm going to share with you a top six list of the best quarterbacks in the NFL over the last 25 years. So, yeah, go ahead. Throw, 1999 in there. We're going to take a look at the best of the best. Who's had success? Who's been the best? Who's accumulated the most stats over the last 25 years? I'm going to share that with you. The top six is coming 2 hours from now. So listen, folks, if you want to participate in the show, you want to be a part of things, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to say it again because it's like The Price is Right. It's 855-212-4CBS. Me? I'm online. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief all over social media. So I'm not difficult to find, whether you're on X or Facebook or Instagram, all of that stuff, I'm there. Anyway, before I do or say anything else, it's just a very simple question to my main man, Ryan Hickey. Ryan, how are you, man? You doing okay?
JR,
I'm doing good. I'm glad you're back.
It's good to be back, man. Thank you so much. And things went okay yesterday, Smooth?
They did.
Good. That's always a good thing. Well, thank you, Ryan, for holding it down as I had to go ahead and take a day. But now I am back. And speaking of back, Seattle Seahawks are back in action. The NFL hiring cycle has, quote unquote, netted another one. This time, a 36-year-old head coach is now the youngest head coach in the entire NFL. He is no longer the coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, where he has spent the past two seasons. Mike McDonald is now the Seahawks coach. Like I typically am, I was minding my business this afternoon. Had it on CBS Sports HQ, as I have it on now in one of our many, screens here in the studio. And this is what I heard.
Breaking news, a new head coach in the NFL. Seahawks expected to hire Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald, according to multiple reports. He's 36 years old. He'll become the youngest head coach in the NFL. He'll succeed a man twice his age, 72-year-old Pete Carroll, who stepped down after 14 seasons as head coach in Seattle. McDonald joined Baltimore after working at Michigan, led the Ravens to a top-ranked defense this season.
Okay. That's cool. He has been leading their defense for the past two seasons. He took over for Wink Martindale, who went to the New York Giants and is now, gone from the New York Giants, didn't get along with Coach Daboll. And like he said, the man is 36 years old, youngest head coach in the NFL, and he works on the defensive side of the ball, somewhere where the Seattle Seahawks have been, pretty ass more recently. I mean, it's a little bit of a shock and surprise that they've gotten as much out of Geno Smith the past 2 years as they have. And when it comes down to Mike McDonald, come on, folks. If this man walked by you right now, would you know who the hell he was? If Mike McDonald passed you in the supermarket, would you go, hey, there's the defensive coordinator, new coach of the Seattle Seahawks? This is not like Messi walking through, I believe it was Publix, when he signed to Inter Miami. And this is the new world that we're in right now. When you think about head coaches who have just been signed to new deals in the NFL, I mean, we got a bunch of young dudes in the mix. We got a bunch of, I don't want to call them no names. We have new faces in new places. And typically, when you think about NFL coaching, it's like a carousel. It's like somebody gets ejected from one seat and they end up in another. Well, let's think about this. Individuals who are actually qualified, a la Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, folks who have some experience here, they don't have any jobs. Raheem Morris has been a head coach, interim coach with the Falcons, also with the Buccaneers. He's getting another shot. But outside of that, let's think about this. Dave Canales, he's getting an opportunity to coach the Carolina Panthers. Let's go ahead and think about Antonio Pierce. He's going to be the full-time head coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. I mentioned to you Bill Belichick, Gerard Mayo, first-time head coach. Brian Callahan, coming over from the Cincinnati Bengals, picked off, helped run their offense, is now going to run the whole show for the Tennessee Titans. And now we learned about Mike McDonald now here with the Seattle Seahawks. Pete Carroll at the end of the year talked about returning. Pete Carroll at the end of the year talked about being back until days later at the conclusion of the regular season. We found out that, let's just say Pete Carroll, he wasn't wanted anymore. He's 72 years old. Pete Carroll, he said as much that the organization, the Seahawks, they wanted to go in another direction. Listen.
Following our season-ending meetings with ownership in planning sessions, it's clear that and for a variety of reasons, we have mutually agreed to set a new course and for the club to take on new leadership. And that's just a decision that's been made. And there's a lot that went into that and a lot that went behind that.
It's a lot that went into it. There's a lot behind it. And he's now running the show. Well, he's now gone from the show and Mike is in. And if you think about Pete Carroll, he's twice this guy's age. for all of the success that Pete Carroll has had, whether it be at college, at USC, and then moving on to Seattle, and yeah, it'd have been nice to have another Super Bowl. That would have been awesome. Like, we are in a new era here in the NFL. But let's also be clear. You bring in somebody new, they might get rid of you just as fast. You get somebody new, you know, some of these owners might have the expectations of D'Amico Ryans. It's like, hey, you come in, you have a quarterback like C.J. Stroud, and I'm expecting you to just turn things around. You know what they say about stores, and it really doesn't matter what it is. It can be a store, a facility, a venue. Grand opening, grand closing. Coaches are hired in a lot of cases just to be fired. And so if I think about an individual, Mike McDonald, I don't know much about him. I can only see what his defense has done. I can only take a look at the players that he's been able to coach. More recently, Patrick McQueen. You could think about, you know, Roquan Smith. You think about all the players. Kyle Hamilton as a coordinator. It's a whole different animal when you are now tasked with running the entire show. Having a command on the offense and the defense. Who is going to be your offensive coordinator? You know, what talent are you going to work with? Are the players going to take you seriously? How are you going to manage late game situations? Are you going to be going for it on fourth down all the time? Hopefully not. Maybe you learned something from Dan Campbell. Or are you going to be someone who doesn't understand clock management? Are you going to try to be too much of a hard ass? Will the players respect you? And that's the most important thing. How about someone who did play for Mike McDonald? Over the past two seasons, since he has been in the NFL, coming over from Notre Dame, Kyle Hamilton had some words on the NFL Network about what coach Mike McDonald will bring to the Seahawks.
Super serious. Super cerebral, really smart guy, probably the smartest guy in the building. Don't tell him I said that, but you know, he's gonna get everybody in the right spots, use everybody's best abilities, and really just conform to what we do best as a defense and as a team. And great motivator, he lets the guys lead the room. It's just a bunch of great qualities for him, and whoever he's coming in his future, he deserves it.
That still doesn't mean that he's gonna be successful. Let me tell you this, there's a couple of things I see here in the future for the Seattle Seahawks. And over the next year at minimum, there's almost no clarity. Because I don't care who or what the team is. I don't care who is coaching the team. You need a quarterback. And if anybody wakes up, whether they be in Seattle or, I don't know, Timbuktu, if you wake up and you think Geno Smith is a quarterback that is going to take you to a Super Bowl, you're smoking something. Geno Smith would have to magically transport over to the team that everybody thinks that Brock Purdy is just kind of just riding along with. Geno Smith would have to transport south to the San Francisco 49ers if he were to get close to a Super Bowl, and he ain't it. And so I got to be honest, I don't care what defensive coordinator, what offensive coordinator the Seattle Seahawks decide to bring in to hire. This is a tough gig. You can only go but so far, especially, by the way, I'll say it again, with those 49ers still in the place. You know, it's going to be tough trying to get over that hump. And so Mike McDonald, he might have himself a year of trying to figure all of this out. He might have a year to look at Geno Smith and have general manager John Schneider say, hey, okay, we're going to keep Geno, we're going to bounce him. And then who knows? Either he keeps going forward with Geno, or he gets a fresh start and a reset with a quarterback that maybe we've never heard of before. I just got to tell you, I'm not all that excited for coaches that we have never seen coach. Someone who does feel optimistic about this is KJ Wright. This is someone who played for this team. This is someone who used to knock people out cold. And now he kind of does my job. He talks for a living. He was on Seattle Sports Radio, and KJ Wright had nothing but positives about Coach Mike. Listen.
The proof is in the pudding when it comes to his defense. We're talking a bad, bad defense this past year. Doing it with a bunch of just, I'm not going to say jags, but doing it with some guys that are not just high-profile type of defensive players.
He did it with those group of guys. See his personality. See that he did it at the college level, at the pro level. He comes from a phenomenal culture, a phenomenal organization, the IZ Newsoms, the Harbaughs. And I believe that everyone in the city of Seattle would be on full board and full go with bringing him in.
Okay. All right. You can go ahead and welcome in anybody that you want. You can go ahead and lay out the red carpet. Mike McDonald might be one of the best defensive coordinators at 36 years old that we have in the NFL. Mike McDonald, he might turn out to be an excellent overall head coach. But we know nothing. He's never done it. We can't assume anything because we never seen him. But this much I know and I'm confident in. He will not have success unless they get top-tier quarterback play. And Geno Smith ain't that guy. So you can have yourself a 72-year-old Pete Carroll. You can have yourself a 36-year-old Mike McDonald. But as long as you have a Geno Smith, the Seahawks kind of just treading water. And to be honest, I don't know what the hell a Seahawk does. Does a Seahawk tread water? Does it just strictly fly? I don't know. But these Seahawks are just going to be grounded. Hey, good luck to Mike McDonald. Never heard of the guy until a couple of seasons ago coming out of Michigan. Let's see what the Baltimore Ravens do to go out and replace him. Still odd. We have one job opening in the NFL right now for head coaching, and that happens to be the Washington Commanders. And a matter of fact, what we'll do, we're going to take a break. And on the other side of the break, we'll talk about the Commanders' job, and then I'll give you an update on a guy who still doesn't have a job in Bill Belichick. It appears that he still might have some interest out there, but maybe for a job or jobs that's not open. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll give you an update on coaching later in the show. The top six list, top six quarterbacks over the past 25 years. We're going to look at some of the goings on in the NBA. Joel Embiid is hurt. There's a lot to do. So don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I gave you an update on the NFL and its hiring cycle when it comes down to head coaches. The Seattle Seahawks have a new head coach. He is the now former defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, Mike McDonald. They go ahead and bring in Mike McDonald. He has 2 years' experience as the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. A couple of seasons ago before this, he was the defensive coordinator at Michigan. And prior to that, he spent almost a decade with the Baltimore Ravens, whether it be in as a defensive backs coach and going on down the line. And he's actually from right down here in Georgia, right up the road from me in Roswell. So good luck to him and much love. But I also wanted to make a very strong point that I can't see a future. I can't say this is a good hire or bad hire for someone that has zero head coaching experience. And just flat period, if I want to go ahead and think about anybody getting a head coaching job, you know, do the Seattle Seahawks have enough talent? More importantly, do they have the most important piece? And that's the quarterback. And I don't think long term, short term, maybe give another year or so, that's Geno Smith. So good luck to Mike McDonald in that position. And so that leaves Mike Vrabel without a job. That leaves Bill Belichick without a job. And it looks like Bill Belichick is not going to be coaching this year. Should we expect Bill Belichick to pop up on television? Possibly. I mean, he has when he has wanted to be engaged. He is one of the more engaging personalities. A lot of people don't know this. Bill Belichick actually has an Emmy for his work with the NFL Network when it came down to ranking some of the greatest NFL players of all time. His perspective and how he just kind of breaks it down and what makes great players great got him an Emmy. And so when Bill Belichick wants to talk, he can. So don't be shocked if he pops up on television. Now, having said that, can Bill Belichick take a gap year? Can Bill Belichick take a year off and bounce back into the league? Absolutely. I think the same might be for Mike Vrabel. We've seen Mike Vrabel on television before he moved into coaching, helping out with the Houston Texans, then also getting hired, as we know, by the Tennessee Titans. Television is a nice route for someone looking to take a gap year. We saw something similar with Sean Payton, who got back into coaching and forgot that he should probably shut the hell up a little bit and not talk like he's on TV and just actually be a coach. Now, anyway, in the case of Bill Belichick, he's going to be 72 years old in April, could potentially take a year off, but we already got rumors about where Bill Belichick might end up if he should return. I want you to take a listen to this. This is from the Sports Hub 98.5 up in Beantown. Greg Bedard was on the air, and I don't want to say that he had a little bit of a theory. He had some thoughts on where Bill Belichick might go. Listen to this.
Probably the most interesting thing that I've heard, and again, this is just Senior Bowl rumor mill, is that the Eagles were very interested in Belichick if things didn't work out with Nick Sirianni, and they could be at the front of the line if things again go poorly for him next year.
Here we go. Here we go. Bill Belichick just standing and looming over everybody's shoulders. And you want to know what I just said about the Seattle Seahawks and their new head coach, Mike McDonald? I said they need a quarterback. I said, if they don't have a quarterback, if your team doesn't got a quarterback, your team got nothing. Well, if there's one thing we know about the Philadelphia Eagles, the Eagles do have a quarterback. His name is Jalen Hurts. The Eagles do have a quarterback that just took them to the Super Bowl last year, took them to the NFC Championship game last year. It took them back to the postseason this year, even though they got waxed. And they also paying this dude about $50 million a season. The Eagles have their guy. Unfortunately, the Eagles stunk at the end of the year. The Eagles bottomed out. They finished the regular season 1-5. After getting smashed by Tampa Bay, they ended up going 1-6 to conclude the year. That includes the regular season and the postseason. The Eagles, do you think that having someone like Bill Belichick in charge, do you think this is a team that would just go, I don't know, 1-6 down the stretch? And even with their injuries, linebackers dropping like flies, do you believe they'd have gone 1-6 to finish the year? And so I know there's always these conversations around Mike McCarthy. What is Mike McCarthy going to do at this point next year? Is he going to be looking for a new job? Is Jerry Jones going to fire him as his head coach and, I don't know, personal masseuse? I have no idea how Mike McCarthy kept his job. I guess he gives out good massages. I don't know. Whatever it is, Bill Belichick could potentially be in the mix for that job as well. You know, Jerry Jones is someone, and we'll talk about him later on in the show. he had some words about, you know, Dak Prescott and his belief in him. Jerry Jones also talked about how he's worked and had a good relationship with Bill Belichick. I mean, it's kind of wild. He says, I don't know. This is someone that I have spoken to. Jerry Jones was at the Senior Bowl, and he says that they have had a good relationship and that they could work well together. I mean, Jerry Jones doesn't know when to shut up. Or maybe he enjoys pushing the buttons. This is the same Jerry Jones who last season, not the one that we're currently in, just talked about how they have multiple options when it comes down to the quarterback position. That if Mike McCarthy isn't the coach, he can get another one. And that even Mike McCarthy knows he's not going to be the Cowboys coach forever. And they have qualified options in the building. I don't know. Folks like Dan Quinn, who, by the way, just yesterday had his second interview with the Washington Commanders. And so Bill Belichick, is he going to coach this year? No, he's not. He's not. Washington Commanders are not interested. Bill Belichick is going to be watching football from a seat, just like you and me, this upcoming season. But don't be shocked or surprised if Bill Belichick is hired to replace a Nick Sirianni. And the Eagles, we know they have their quarterback. Or, dare I say, a Dallas Cowboys? Belichick in Dallas? Wilder things have happened. I've said it enough. Belichick, I believe, has an ego of his own and wants to do things his way. And we know Jerry Jones hasn't met a microphone he doesn't like. Maybe this is a match made in heaven. Maybe Belichick says, I don't need to talk. I'll talk at a minimum. Jerry will say it all. And maybe he's fine with that. Or maybe Bill Belichick will get sick of Jerry Jones talking. Maybe Jerry Jones will put his foot in his mouth and just, let's just say, screw things up. Certainly a possibility. These two individuals in the same building, in the same room. You thought the Dallas Cowboys, they weren't annoying already. It would be super annoying if Belichick joined Jerry Jones and formed some type of evil alliance. Hey, Hickey, this is like, I guess Bill Belichick is already on the dark side. I was going to make a Star Wars reference, but I don't know. It just feels like two bad guys, two supervillains joining forces, Jerry Jones and Bill Belichick. Is there any legitimate comparison there?
I would say, I like the Star Wars reference. If Darth Vader had a twin, maybe, that he didn't know about and all of a sudden collided into and they both were for Team Evil, I guess that'd be the closest if there's another Death Star. There already is one in Vegas. So I don't, if that Death Star lifted up and joined the actual Death Star in Star Wars, that could be maybe the equivalent.
Wow. Are you referring to James Dolan's spear in Las Vegas?
I was going to talk about the Raiders stadium.
Oh, Allegiant Stadium.
Right? Doesn't it look like Death Star? Maybe like a Roomba. I know people have said that about the Roomba vacuum, but...
Oh, it does. You're right. It does. Have you been in there yet? It's a beautiful place.
Not in. Only the outside once. It looks amazing.
Oh, my God. The inside. It's sleek. It looks like you could film Star Wars in there because everything is black and white. It's sleek. It's actually one of the best looking stadiums that I've been in. It fits the bill. So everybody's going to have fun out in Vegas when they go out there and hit Allegiant Stadium. And also, with the Star Wars reference, giving Darth Vader a twin, you know, somebody from Disney is going to steal that from you, right?
So can we patent that, trademark it, like, really fast? Is the word, spoken word, trademarkable?
No, I think it's done. Well, it's going to happen. Give him about 5 to 10 years, somehow, some way. In an alternate universe, Darth Vader will have a twin, and as I sit down and watch it, I'm going to go, damn, that was Hickey's idea.
Mark Bader, the twin brother of Darth Vader.
Mark Bader?
The Mark and Darth didn't really, I get it.
No, I feel like that's like a real guy. I had to go, no, Ryan Bader, his center fielder, right? Isn't he a center fielder somewhere?
Harrison Bader.
Harrison
Ryan Bader, though. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you what he does. But Ryan Bader is a person. I know that.
Okay.
There's a lot of Baders out there.
Are there?
Oh, seemingly.
Okay. All right. You said Bader, and now it's time to exit this conversation. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here. No, we got to exit now. It's too many. It's a lot of baiters. Hey, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a new head coach in Seattle. Bill Belichick rumors are all over the place. But I'm going to tell you about somebody who ain't going nowhere when we come back on the other side of this break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, shout outs to all the late night guys. Guys and gals, I guess that's what you would call them. Shout outs to everybody tuned in. Getting to that money, getting to the bread, the paper, whatever you want to call it. Thank you so much for locking in. If nobody told you thank you today, I appreciate you for listening to the show. At the top of the hour, I want to switch gears just a little bit and talk about some basketball. It's been an interesting 24 hours. We have someone who is last season's MVP. He's hurt. That's Joel Embiid. We have one of the greatest players of all time, top five, top three, top four, top two, maybe one. Some people might consider him that. LeBron James, he's not hurt, just it's pretty sad, pretty miserable. It's like LeBron James needs a hug. And we got a young player in the NBA, an emerging Tyrese Halliburton. He ain't happy because he might be missing out on $40 million because of an NBA rule that he does not approve of. And there is another NBA player. He is $40,000 lighter in the pocket because he decided to criticize the officials. It's Anthony Ant-Man Edwards. And so we got a lot to get into next hour. Top six list is coming up in about an hour, 20 minutes. I will share with you the top six quarterbacks here in the NFL over the past 25 years. If you want to holler at me, it's simple, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also everywhere at JR Sport Brief. To open the show, we talked about Mike McDonald being hired as the new head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. He's leaving the Baltimore Ravens as their defensive coordinator. We talked about Bill Belichick. There was a rumor, a little bit of a report, that if Nick Sirianni is ejected from his head coaching position in Philadelphia next season, that Bill Belichick might take over. And it's kind of wild to think that there's only one head coaching seat and spot that's still available, and that's the Washington Commanders. They've had two interviews now with Dan Quinn. I believe the most recent one was either today or yesterday. And Mike Vrabel did an interview. Doesn't look like he's going to have a job this season. It's been reported Washington has zero interest in bringing on Bill Belichick. And so who knows who they hire as a head coach? Someone who will not get the job. It's not because he sucked at the interview. It's because he didn't want the gig. It's Ben Johnson. The offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions basically said, no, thank you. He has declined jobs with Seattle, which now has a head coach in Mike McDonald, and then also Washington, where he interviewed. And so it's, I'm not going to say it's a little confusing, but he interviewed with Washington and then told them, no, thank you. Like, what is there not to like? I mean, you're going to have an opportunity to get a franchise quarterback should you want one. I would expect them to go out and get one. And then you would be working for an owner who just bought the team and is looking to completely turn things around. The rumor is that he was asking for too much money. The rumor is that he was looking for $15 million a season, which would make him one of the highest paid coaches in the NFL, flat and period. And if he were to get $15 million, let's think about this. Jim Harbaugh, who when he did coach in the NFL, granted he did not win a Super Bowl, he went. It has one of the highest winning percentages ever in NFL history. Harbaugh with the Chargers right now is making $16 million a season. So to think that someone who's never coached a game in his life, has only been a coordinator for two seasons in Detroit, gets a job and makes $15 million, it's absolutely ludicrous. Of course, his agent denies that, and Ben Johnson is going to be sticking around with the Detroit Lions, Sam LaPorta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, Gibbs, Montgomery, all of the weapons that they have. And maybe next year he's going to go out and give it another go-round. One of those offensive weapons, I think he's going to continue to get better even next year. Amon-Ra St. Brown, well, he had some thoughts on the return of Ben Johnson sticking around in Detroit. He was on a 33rd team show, and this is what he said about finding out that Ben Johnson was staying.
I'm sleeping, and I hear my phone buzzing. I'm like, bro, who's calling me? Like, Ben Johnson's calling me. I'm like, gotta, you know, wake up. I answer. I'm like, so what's up with you? Like, are you leaving? He's like, you know what? I'm on my way to the facility right now. He said he couldn't sleep last night. He was thinking about it, and he said, there's unfinished business. He wants to stay. The guys on the team, shoot, who? He said, me, Jared, Frank, Panay, Decker, all the guys. I mean, he said his heart is in Detroit. He wants to stay. So I found out at like 9:30.
Oh, he got a direct call. He got a direct message. Typically, when it's bad news, you find out on the internet. And so I guess that's nice that Ben Johnson is over here reaching out to his guys directly. Hickey, do you find it odd, though, that he interviewed and he, and this is 2 years now that he's had opportunities and he's just like, eh, nah, I'm going to stay. Don't you find that odd?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that, I mean, it's a coordinator job, right? And you're a head coach, and on paper, the Commanders look attractive. Number two overall pick, so you can seemingly draft and develop your own quarterback. A lot of cap space. No more Dan Snyder. So it seems obvious, yeah, that should be a spot you want to go. But also, too, at the same time, why I say no is I do think the heartbreaking loss and being that close does play a role of, hey, we run it back. Next year could be the year. And I think now more than ever, you have to be selective in where you want to go, because we saw 2 years in a row, Nathaniel Hackett last year and Frank Reich this past year, get fired, not even finishing their first year. Patience is at an all-time low. So I think you have to be selective in terms of if there's even one thing off of what you're looking for and something doesn't jive, I think being patient and selective now as a coordinator is more important than ever.
Yeah, we know the owners, they, as you mentioned, they got short fuses. They got, well, they're giving you a short leash, and they're going to just hit the eject button if things don't work out. And so I can understand that. And, I mean, when we discussed this last break, we talked about this rumor of Bill Belichick potentially going to Philadelphia next year. It's just, this has been an odd coaching cycle. Like, we're not even fully in the off season. All the jobs have been filled up except for one, Washington. And a lot of the coaches who have zero experience are getting jobs. And, you know, sometimes this process drags on. You know, we get older dudes. We do have teams that are sticking around in the postseason that get gigs. You know, this also leads the question, if you got to think about Washington and the Commanders specifically, this is going to be another year that Eric Bieniemy doesn't get a job. I mean, people, I guess, are going to talk about this whenever Eric Bieniemy's name pops up later this year. He cursed somebody out. He hurt somebody's feelings. But this is going to be another time where people just go, oh, Eric Bieniemy is still on the board. And so as much as we talk about the quarterbacks and this being a new era in the NFL, you take a look at all the quarterbacks now, obviously led by Mahomes and Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. You know, Jordan Love is in the mix now. I don't know what the hell is happening with Trevor Lawrence, but I would never be shocked if he took a massive jump. So for all these young QBs that we have in the game right now, is it a shock? Is it a surprise that we have so many brand new young NFL coaches? I mean, we talked about this to open the show. Mike McDonald is half the age of Pete Carroll. He is 36. He is the youngest coach in the entire game. And if you got to think about who's in the league and Sean McVay starting off, a lot of these guys are in their 30s right now. Gerard Mayo is in his 30s. McVay is still in his 30s. And we got a little bit, I don't want to call it a little bit, this is a youth movement. And this is where the NFL is at right now. And things have changed with the times. There are no more two-a-days. There are no more players getting cursed at all the damn time by their coaches. You got to babysit these guys. You know, when people talk about someone like Mike Tomlin, who is in his early to mid-50s, most of it is respect. A lot of it is getting through to the players. And sure, I even hear people say, oh, well, look at the receivers that Mike Tomlin has had. And look how the receivers, look how they perform. And look at them on Facebook Live in the locker room. And this would never happen under a coach, Bill Belichick. Mike Tomlin still has a job. Mike Tomlin, yeah, people will put him on the hot seat the minute that they lose two straight games next year. Mike Tomlin still has a job, and Bill Belichick does not. It's not to say that Bill Belichick isn't a great coach, an all-time great. We know he is. If you dispute that, I think there's something wrong with you. Maybe you drink too much of the Tom Brady juice. But unless you can command the respect of people by how you communicate and how you prepare, you're DOA. You're dead on arrival. We don't have to look any further than someone like Urban Meyer, who became the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Shad Khan decided to hire this dude because of his success at college, in college, two different programs, multiple programs. And the NFL players didn't give a damn. These are grown men. These are professionals. They don't need to be told to hydrate during the practices. They don't need to be babied like they're back in school. And then if you really want to lose their respect, you know, after a loss, you as the head coach, you probably shouldn't be hanging out at bars with young ladies, women, who are not your wife. And so there are a lot of ways that you can lose respect. There's a lot of ways that you can be looked upon like a clown. And in the NFL, which is a physical game, the testosterone flowing all over the damn place, if you don't got the respect of the players, and you got nothing, nothing at all. And so for Ben Johnson, maybe he does, as Hickey said, maybe he says, man, if Nick Sirianni gets the boot, I get to coach Jalen Hurts. That's not the worst thing now in the world, is it? And so I get it. You look at Washington, it's similar. It's the same way I look at Mike McDonald. You're going to Seattle. You're getting a bump up in salary. Coordinators typically make, you know, maybe a few million dollars. I know, what a terrible world, a coordinator only making a few mil. But, man, you're getting bumped up a few million dollars. We got top coaches in the NFL making $16 and $18 million a year. And Ben Johnson, I guess, hey, a quarterback can take you a long way. And if you don't have one of those things, one of those guys, it sucks. You get fired. You get the boot. You also need somebody healthy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of healthy, and speaking of Philadelphia, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about an individual who's associated with both. His name is Joel Embiid. He's all about Philly. At the same time, health? Not his middle name. I'm going to explain what's going on with Joel Embiid. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. 1 hour in the books, having fun here. CBS Sports Radio.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.